Recalculating. Recalculating.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, and
goes T.
Tactical.
Shogun.
Knight.
Prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You are now about to witness
the Lost Boys
podcast.
Sure, you can.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Boys podcast, sponsored by Love Sense and Kleenex. I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me, as always, two former Calvin Klein underwear models, Tactical Shogun and Night Prophet. Glad to have you guys on. What's happening?
Hey.
Thank you, yeah. I upgraded the foot model.
Oof. Well, I downgraded to, like, I was just working the back now.
Pinky model? Oh, back model?
Sales for underwear went down very drastically.
I do the commercials of like the before feet when they're like super fucked up and they're like, use this cream and get rid of all the fungus. And then, yeah, somebody else steps in for the after picture.
Knight has old Chinese lady feet. You ever see those old Chinese ladies that be putting
like
their hand
binding up and shit?
They look like they're doing a black power symbol with their damn feet, dude.
They circumcised me and bound my feet.
He was forced.
I had no choice.
Listen, man, but that's the best beauty standard, and God for, you know, mama didn't raise no ugly bitch, dude. You're going to fucking rock it out there.
Yeah,
you're out there on the damn stilts,
Jordans,
dude.
These tiny ass baby Jordans.
Well, it's a successful culture for a reason. Come on.
Yo, the thought of Knight in a damn
baby,
in a damn sock,
baby fucking Jordan.
In a damn T3 fucking Jordan, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, savings. I'll tell you that
looking
right now.
Looking like Deadpool when he's growing his fucking legs back.
Oof.
Yes, dude.
Deadpool.
Yeah, that new movie needs to come out, by the way.
I'm hyped.
I'm excited for it.
Hesitant, but excited.
No, you gotta stop. They're not gonna fuck it up. They're not gonna let Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds fuck it up, dude. This isn't Green Lantern.
Thing with Thor, bro.
No, it's different. You're dumb for thinking Thor Love and Thunder was in a slap. You're crazy.
Oh, why wouldn't I have thought that? There was no reason to believe. The director was on a roll. I thought Ragnarok was the best MCU movie at that point.
It was pretty good. Yeah, Ragnarok.
Infinity
War was so much better than Ragnarok. What are you talking about?
Oh, so much better.
What?
It's a
different hold on.
Kind of thing.
Infinity War better than Ragnarok?
I like the comedy of Ragnarok. Like the way that it was such tongue-in-cheek, dark comedy, I think, elements just strung throughout. And it worked well, though, on a level that was serious, too. I don't know. He played with the tone so perfectly in Ragnarok, I think. Infinity War was great, but it was more cinematic. Ragnarok was a little more goofy, sort of. It was more of a comedy. Infinity War was like a serious shit, and it made me cry at the end, so negative points for
that. How do you not give it the best film if it evoked a feminine emotion from you?
It's my opinion. This is my favorite. I don't know. But again, it changes every
like
day.
I
could say Iron Man was my favorite. Because in a lot of ways, that was. That kicked off the MCU. It had so many great elements. I think RDJ.
I don't like when you hit the it's my opinion argument, because then I don't feel like I can argue that. But you are wrong.
You're to the point.
It's the best defense ever. My opinion.
Right. It's my opinion. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is your opinion, dude, but I don't like it. And it's my opinion that your opinion sucks dick. And I'm allowed at the Lost Boys Bistro. We just fucking fight over here.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wow, that's what you gotta do.
The Lost Boys Bistro is just constantly Roadhouse, by the way. It's just everybody kicking and fighting each other as some
music,
fucking
loud.
As some solid 3.5 with the cigarette marks on her fucking arm is delivering eggs that are oversalted. Just oversalted eggs. That's all we serve.
Oversalted hard boiled.
That's it. It's just
all we serve is salty eggs, dude. And.
And
three-day-old coffee. I don't know. I just feel like the Lost Boys Bistro, which you've generated, by the way, for the audio listeners, Ghost's background is a nice, beautiful, AI-generated Lost Boys Diner Bistro.
Nice little Midwestern town, it looks like. Got some trees in the background there. The buildings look pretty aged.
We serve our drinks in cigarette ashtrays.
Italian accent? I'm picking up there.
Are you throwing Italian down?
What?
What did I say? Did you say Italian stuff?
Me?
He said aged.
Aged?
Aged? Is that
Italian?
Yeah.
It's coming aged. Out finally. Yeah. It took 40 years, but I got Italian roots are finally starting to take a hold.
We're going to hear about Ghost hitting his wife next week here on the Lost Boys. Now he's a full Italian.
I got the wife beater on, actually.
Hey! What's the last time? I haven't worn a wife beater in fucking ages, dude, I don't think. I've worn a wife beater in
Florida.
I don't give a fuck. I wear long sleeves all the time. Because I got love handles. I got to hide them.
Oh, what? You wear shorts a lot down there?
Yeah, all day.
You're allowed to wear that at work? It doesn't matter.
No, shorts? Come on, I'm a businessman, dude.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? I do long sleeve Columbia fishing shirt and then like a pair of basketball shorts everywhere I go all the time.
So long sleeve shirts, shorts.
Yeah, but like a breathable long sleeve shirt. It's not a damn wool. I don't want to give the impression I'm wearing turtlenecks out this bitch.
No sweaters.
It's just, you know, I like fishing sweaters. Shirts. Okay. No, I won't wear a Cosby sweater. I'll wear Cosby's sweater after he, you know, have drugs and has his way with me. So at least
there's some good powder on those sweaters.
America's dad.
Keep me warm. America's dad, dude. I would love a cocktail from that guy. Not, you know, the things that come after. I just want the drink, and then he leaves. Take him back to prison.
Yeah, well, he comes back in.
Dude, it's a little tough for me to get my mental state going. I've had such a distressful week. Uh-oh. It's been just crazy at the office. And then on my way home today, listen to this. I get hit by a damn old man.
No.
In my truck.
Oh, no, the truck. No.
Oh, my God. So No, get this. This is insane what happened. So I'm on my way home, and I'm probably two turns away from being home, right? I turn down to a right, and then I'll take this road down, make a left, go home. I go to make a right. I'm in the right lane. Now, the lanes, there's no lane to the right of me, right? There's just one turning lane. And then the leftmost lane, the one on my left side, just goes straight. Nothing to it. You know what I mean?
I picture.
And there's a damn, like a 2014 Toyota Camry that's in the right lane. You know, the leftmost lane. And he's got his right blinker on. And I'm just driving because I'm already in the turning lane. So I'm just doing my thing, you know. And he's like at level with me. So then he starts fucking moving, dude. I see him moving. And I go, you motherfucker. Now he's in a Camry. I'm in a damn Silverado 1500. I'll hit the brakes.
He's the one who's getting fucked up.
But he's going to get fucked. And so sure enough, he fucking turns into the front of my truck.
What the fuck?
I go, God damn, dude. So then he pulls forward, and then I pull up after him. And then he stops in the middle of an intersection. And the cars are both drivable.
He panicked.
So then out pops the most elderly Mexican man, I'm assuming, because he's Latino. I don't know what he is. Mexican man I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, dude, get back in the car and keep driving. Oh, okay. Keeps driving. Then he stops in the middle of the road, damn fucking cool. 2 fucking meters down. I go, hey, pull over. There's a community down there. Just keep going, dude. We're not going to fucking stop in the middle of the road. Oh, okay. He just fucking keeps driving. We pull off into this community. And I get off, and I'm just fucking livid. And, dude, it's like a little, like a probably yay big little scratch. We just traded paint. It wasn't even that bad. But I was a little upset. And, you know, the adrenaline's rushing.
You're seeing red.
Damn, whatever. I'm seeing red. And so he gets out. I'm like, hey, bud, calling the cops. The bitch. You know, I'm fucking, we're going to get this taken care of. He goes, oh, no, sir, please. I got no money. Blah, blah, blah. It's easy. He starts giving me the whole run me down, you know. And I'm just like, hey, bro, I'm a working man. I'm sure you understand. I need to get this fixed. What are we doing?
Build you a porch or something, right?
Well, that's kind of what I was hoping. I was like, hey, you give me $600, we're clean and even. Bro, he pulls out his wallet. He's got nothing in his wallet. He's got a bunch of old, like, cards and pictures of him from, like, the olden days. He starts telling me about how he was a doctor in his country back in the day, and now he's not, and he can't work because he's got cancer. And he starts giving me this whole spiel in broken English. And I'm just like, hey, man, I get you don't have money, but we got to figure this out. So he goes, oh, no, whatever. I go, all right, well, let me make a call real quick. And he gets nervous at the thought of me making a call. I was going to call my wife and just talk it over. Because the more I'm talking to this guy and the more I'm looking at my truck, it's not really that bad, dude.
Yeah, you're calming down a little bit. The red was fading.
And I was yelling at him, and I feel bad because you could see the fear in his eyes. And I don't want to give this old man a damn heart attack over this shit. So I'm like, ah, whatever. I walk to the back. I talk to my wife. She's like, you don't know. You know, he could say that he's going to hit you. You should get the police report. And even if you don't get the insurance, it's still insurance for you to make sure that he's not calling the cops telling him you hit him.
You got no dash cam, right?
No, I was like, no, I don't believe in that, dude.
Okay.
I don't believe in no dash cam. That's just all that's going to do is incriminate me at doing 95 miles an hour everywhere I go.
That's true. Never.
I do 95
watching anime. Yeah.
And I slam on the brakes a lot. So that's not good. Dash cam for me is
that's a liability.
More of a liability than it is a savior. I'll flip the truck. Thank you. You know what I mean? Don't worry, dude. If I get hurt, you'll see it on Instagram or something. But so I talked to my wife, and she's like, yo, call the cops. Just get a police report. I'm talking to the guy, and the more I'm talking to him, the more I'm like, I don't even want to get the cops involved. You know what I mean? I don't want to put this guy through this. So I just take a video. I go, well, you admit on a video that you hit me just so that it's, you know, whatever. He goes, yeah, why not? So I take a little video, like a fucking dork. I feel like such a Karen, piece of shit, homo, dork, nerd
for doing this.
It took two, to be honest.
Like
I'll be honest with you. It took two. I did one, and then I redid it. We started speaking Spanish, so then the guy just never spoke English again. So then, I'm recording, and I'm doing this. I record his car, which he has a lot more damage than me.
Oh, you should upload.
Which is also the other thing. He basically got, like, T-boned almost, right? But he did a lot more damage to his car than I did. Not severe. Again, this is just trading paint. I think he had a little dent. But I take the recording and I go, you hit me. I'm like, you hit me, right? He goes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. So we exchange information and I take a picture of his driver's license. He takes a picture of mine and he swears to me. This is where I kind of like, I was like, fuck, bro. He's like, I will fix this for you. He goes, just give me till the 2nd or the 3rd of next month so I can get my social security check. So I don't have the money right now. And I go, fuck. God damn it, dude. So I'm driving home and, you know, I go, all right, you know, you'll fix it. And I'm driving home and I go, God damn it. So I just start calling this dude. Dude, I've had a panic attack all evening because this guy's probably shitting his pants or like still thinking about this. And I've called him and left him 14 voicemails just telling him not to worry about paying my car.
And all this shit.
I'm not going to let him pay for the fucking damage, dude. Yeah, he's fleeing the country would be hilarious. him driving to a mansion would be very funny, by the way. Him just pulling up to like a damn $14 million house would be very funny to me. But nonetheless, I don't think he knows how to use his phone. And so he doesn't answer the phone. He's got an iPhone, this guy. And I know because I took a picture of my license on his phone because he couldn't take a picture. He didn't know how to take a picture. And so I took the picture and I saw he had 119 missed phone calls. And then when I called him, I thought it said in Spanish, phone call silenced. So I think this dude has his phone call silenced and forwarded and he has no idea. So he's got 115 missed calls. God knows who's been calling him. And so now I'm the idiot that's called him 13 times, I think, tonight.
Damn.
And I've left him like two different voicemails going, hey, man, just in case you get this, in case you didn't see the other one, don't worry about the truck. I don't want you getting freaked out. Yada, yada.
He probably sees the phone ring each time and he's freaking out even more. Him and his wife are like huddled up. He's calling again. You think he's going to come here?
I don't. No, I have his address. Man. Can I tell you what my wife is like? Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Birthday, yeah.
Because
she's not happy.
I'm contemplating going to his house to like just tell him it's okay, because I can't get a hold of him. So I think I'm going to drive to his house and just go, hey, man, don't worry about it. And she goes, what is wrong? Why would you go to his house?
Yeah.
She goes, you're already doing a nice thing by not making him pay. She goes, you don't have to go to his house to tell him you're not going to make him pay, you idiot. And that makes 100% sense. But something about, maybe it's because my grandpa's dead. And, you know, we had that nice memory unlocked the other day of my, you know, him killing animals for no reason.
Yep,
sure. And I go, God damn, dude. If this guy has a heart attack, because he can't, you know, afford to pay for my thing, how many animals are going to survive? This Nicaraguan doctor, whoever he is.
You picture him out there in the fields with a 22.
You know, I can't do that. So I between you, me, and the fence post, I think I am going to go to his house still.
Sorry. Show him how to use his phone, too. Hey, dude, really, you got hell of missed calls,
huh? Yeah. Well, I think it'd be nice.
Best friends. This is like a movie right here.
I hope so. Can I be honest with you? I'm trying to take him to dinner. Dude, he's a handsome old man, this guy.
Ooh, okay.
He might
play your cards right.
Yeah, next time. He might end up
paying for something else, dude. He's gonna pay for my BBL instead of my car. He's gonna get me a Brazilian butt lift.
Okay, I didn't know what.
You didn't know? I could tell by Ghost's face that he didn't know what BBL was.
I'm trying to think.
He's gonna pay to perk up my butt, dude. I'm gonna get a sugar daddy out of this.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Broke ass guy. I think he did the right thing. I don't know. Yeah, you get heated as fuck once shit like that.
I was yelling,
but I'd do the same thing if I'm. Yeah, because I was rear-ended whenever it was, and yeah, you come out. What the fuck, man? Like, oh, sorry. You see the fear, and then you're like, oh boy.
Can I tell you something? I'm gonna say something on this podcast that I've never admitted to anybody ever, not once. Ooh. And it's kind of maybe this is my karma. Hopefully I can wash everything now, but probably like dude, like 2 years ago I
killed a guy.
I was driving to work, right? And I had my foot on the brake at a stoplight, and I'm on my phone, you know, and I guess I didn't have all the pressure that I should have had applied to the brake, and my car just started moving a little bit, and so I rear-ended Taps, you know, a little bump, this white Honda Civic, and it's a young blonde lady taking her young child to school.
Ooh.
And so we pull off, you know, and I did mark her car up a little bit. My truck was perfectly fine, but I marked the back of her car a little smidge, you know. She goes, oh, you know, I could probably have my husband take a look at it, but I don't know. She's like, I'm in a huge hurry. I can't wait for the cops to get here. My kid's going to be late. I got to get to work. Like, how can we take care of this? And I go, well, let's just exchange information. And, you know, I mean, we'll keep in contact. That's fine. You know, you take a picture of the damage. I'll take a picture of the damage, whatever. So she takes a picture of the back of her car, and we exchange phone numbers. And then she gets back in her car and leaves, and I'm driving behind her. And God bless, I just, for some reason, couldn't find myself wanting to move in front of her so she could see my license plate. And so she turned off into the school, and I just booked it, dude. And then she called me later that day. God bless. And I just didn't answer. I just didn't answer the phone at all. And then she called me again later that night, and I just didn't answer. And I never heard from her again. So that problem solved itself. I do feel a little bad about it now that I'm telling you.
Let's hope you don't have a warrant, dude.
She didn't have any of my information, dude. All she had was my phone number. That bitch doesn't know anything. She was a blonde.
Oh, she didn't take all your info?
No, she didn't take shit. She took my phone number. That.
She wasn't responsible enough to take it. Then, yeah, you did the right thing.
She deserves it. She didn't get my license plate or my phone number or my name. I'm sorry. Or anything. She just took my phone number, and I said, oh, you know, I could have said my name was fucking Tony Pepperoni, and she would have not even known the difference. So, you know, make sure you get it. This is the moral of the story is make sure you get somebody's information.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, old boy wouldn't have pulled that on me, dude.
You wouldn't allowed that shit.
Oh,
plus, you know where her kid goes to school now? Jesus.
No, I wasn't. I don't care.
He's not pulling to the school.
I don't think that's the takeaway.
Like, that's the takeaway I got.
Listen here, FBI. I'm not following this lady's kid.
Beautiful blonde woman, and you got her number.
He was fine. She was mid.
I don't know. There's some subtext here we should explore.
Going 95 in a school zone. Like,
I'm just flipping. You see my car do like three barrel rolls over a damn crossing guard.
There was a stop bus on the side of the street. He was fucking flying.
Oh my god. Yo, the thought of doing 95 through a school zone is hardcore, by the way. That is,
oh my god, that's insane.
That's a cool thing to do.
That's the greatest thing to do.
If you've ever gone 95 in a school zone, please call in.
Yes.
Join the pod now. Feel free. If you're listening live and you've done 95 in a school zone, I want to know what the thrill, I want to know what the rush feels like.
How's that adrenaline? I mean, it's got to be better than heroin, right?
I don't think heroin gives you adrenaline. I think it does quite the opposite.
All right, crack then?
Crack, probably.
Okay.
Crack. PCP.
Crack. PCP, yes. Mange does, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ecstasy? Different
meth.
Kind of high meth.
I don't think ecstasy would give you adrenaline. Isn't that kind of like a, I want to rub one out and be one with the universe drug?
You never tried ecstasy?
I don't know. I'm a nerd.
No.
I'm a dork. I snorted hydrocodone, I think, one time when I was like 11.
Well, that's more
because I thought it was cool or whatever. It wasn't the wave. I had nothing happen. I don't think I did it right.
You didn't enjoy it?
Yeah, I just walked back into class with powder on my nose, and I thought I was Johnny Two Tone, and nothing came from it at all. You know, one time I will say, you guys, I don't know if you guys have ever done drugs in school, but when I was in high school, that's when I was experimenting with, with marijuanas.
Sure.
And
as you do.
And I remember I was like 12th grade. And there was a kid in my weightlifting class that was like a sophomore. And he would, you know, bring like weed brownies and shit every now and then. And I was like, yo, next time you're gonna fucking smoke, hit me up, dude. So like 7th period, this last period of the day, chemistry, Miss Chapman. What a fucking dork this lady was, dude. She was such a dweeb. She was one of those, like, the bell doesn't dismiss you, I do type teachers type shit.
Fuck that.
And she was not fun at all. She was not, she was a real bitch. And so I took great pleasure, and I had a Samsung at the time, and I took great pleasure in using the feature that lets you have, like, a universal remote in your Samsung, the infrared shit, and I would turn off the projector. I would turn the projector off during the middle of one of her fucking presentations all the time, dude, to the point where she started freaking out. And I heard that she cried, but I don't think it was related to
some paranormal activity.
I did a lot. I was a fucking problem in her class. But nonetheless, we're doing some group work, you know, and probably learning about some elements that I've never fucking talked about ever since I graduated high school.
No, you don't use chemistry.
I couldn't care less. I'm not making meth. What am I, Walter White?
You could be. Well, if you would have paid attention, maybe.
No, not even a little bit. Randy, this kid's name was, hits me the text. He goes, yo, second floor bathroom. Randy. Eddie goes, yo, come on down. Second floor story bathroom. So I sprint out. And we go, we smoke this little dube, you know, in the bathroom. And I come back. And I could tell that I was smelling probably like weed.
Oh yeah.
And I think Miss Old Chappy Chap caught wind also, because then she's like around me a lot, and she's like, oh, there's such a weird smell around here. And she's one of those like dorks that like thinks she's being slick, but she really sounds like she needs a helmet type deal. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, she thinks that she's going to trap me,
yeah.
But she talks
like
to me like,
hoping you say something,
like a kindergarten teacher. She's right, kind of, exactly. She wasn't all there, this lady. And so she holds me. She goes, Eddie, I don't want you to leave yet after class. She goes, stay here for a second. I want to show you something cool. And I go, all right, well, I'm going to be late for the bus. She goes, no, it'll just take 2 seconds. And she pulls out, I swear to God, guys, something that her son made, I guess. And it was just a bunch of crayons, like, just glued to a damn cardboard, like a white, you know, presentation cardboard. And someone had taken a lighter to him and let him run down. So then it looked like a mishmash of colors, like something. She was trying to trip me out, is
where
what
the
she was
fuck
doing.
Is this going? All right. I love
she was trying to trip me
acid.
Out, dude.
She
was like,
acid.
She was like,
you were
start
bugging.
I
whoa,
just want you to
just
see
stare
this.
At it.
I really want you to see this. And she was holding it like in and out of my face. I'm like, what are you, Miss Chapman? I got to go. My bus
Yo,
is.
Yo, that's so funny.
That's insane, dude.
Okay, maybe she never did smoke weed or
yeah, I don't think she did. I don't.
No,
think
yeah,
she
that's
did.
That's someone that doesn't understand what drugs do.
She was literally just doing this. She's like, isn't this the coolest? I just wanted to show this to you. And I'm like, is there like I'm like, is this chemistry related? She goes, no, I just thought you would enjoy this. And I go, Miss Chapman, my mom's gonna kill me if she has to come pick me up at the school. She already doesn't pick me up from the bus stop. I gotta go. What are we doing? All right, it's fine. Just go. It's so stupid, dude. So stupid. I don't know. I don't know what the point of that story was. I almost got
touched.
Can I tell you something? If she would have made a move on me, I don't know.
Oh,
I'll say that. I was
hot. You went through? All right.
Maybe just for the story, you know? Just for the story. That way, and you know what I would have done probably? I hated this lady so much, I probably would have let her fuck me, and then I would have told the principal.
To get her fired immediately.
That's what I would have done.
Arrested.
I definitely would have done that shit.
God.
No, I don't know. The high school was fucking dumb, dude.
You heard it here.
What was high school like back for you?
This year is fucking 20 years I've been out of high school.
Holy shit.
I'm 24
it's 10
years
for me.
Now, bro. Crazy.
Crazy, dude. 24
years ago.
Dude, you graduated high school before 9/11.
Yeah, 2000.
That's insane.
Yo. I guess, you're talking about, like, I had my phone in class. I still don't understand the concept of just how that all works, just kids with their phones, because that seems like so much trouble. And it's every kid now. So,
yeah, it was non-existent in my time, too.
Like, do they take phones in the beginning of class, or they don't care, and aren't kids just on their phone all the time? Is how my kids are on their, like, iPads and their little devices. Like, I could imagine trying to fucking teach a class with this shit going on. Like, how do you wrangle these kids nowadays?
It's just taking fucking nudes, dude. And them sending each other nudes in the middle of class, dude. All these kids
are
fucking demonic.
Like, jerking off in the back row.
First phone. My parents were very problematic and overly protective. And maybe rightfully so now that all science is in. You know, these phones weren't great for the kids. But back then, the phones were a little different. I got an LG Rumor on my birthday in sixth grade.
That's insane.
Sixth grade was my first phone. And I remember being so hyped about it. And it's not even like, it was one of those like slide phones that had a keyboard underneath.
Like BlackBerry.
Yeah. Right? And so I remember I was this is the fucking coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was so hyped. And all I could do was text and fucking do whatever, but I remember being so happy. And then I had it, and my mom was like, yo, don't fuck it up, you know. Don't fuck off in school. Do the right thing. This is a privilege, not a, you know, you don't earn it, whatever. I get it, Mom. Don't worry. I'm going to be an angel. And then I get to school. And I turn off my phone as I'm pulling in, you know, from the fucking bus stop. I'm like, let me turn it off because I don't want to be in trouble. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get caught with a phone because my phone, you know, phones were new enough that the teachers were like, yo, it's very, don't have it out, you fucking homo.
Sure, yeah.
Take this giant laptop that we give you that almost overstimulates and gives you too much information that you can handle, but don't use the phone, please. It's like, all right. And then I, you know, fucking first period homeroom. Dude, the bell rang 6 minutes ago, and I sneakily go, let me turn my phone on just to text, check my text, dude. Maybe my mom texted me. And I turned the phone on, and the loudest song chime, like opening song, hits during a moment of silence, and
everyone's
it was just insane. Everybody's on me. The teacher had just grilled everybody because they wouldn't shut the fuck up to listen, so everybody was dead silent. And then my phone goes off. And she goes, whose phone is it? I want it. Let me get it. Fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, please don't take my phone. It's my birthday. I'm sorry. I don't know. She goes, I don't care. I literally just said, everybody shut the fuck up. You want it? Your parents can come pick it up at the end of the day.
Oh, shit.
Yo. And I hate to admit, I would never admit this anywhere else. That was homeroom. Dude, like 2 periods later, I'm in Spanish class, and I'm just, you would have thought that I watched 9/11 happening. Like
sweating bullets.
I'm just PTSD. I'm terrified.
Yeah, every and little thing back then is
wide open. My blank deal. Stare. I'm not working. And my Spanish teacher goes, "Yo, qué pasa?" You know what I mean? That's what's going on in Spanish.
Okay.
I'm like, "Can we go outside real quick and I'll talk to you about it?" And she pulls me out into the hallway, and I just cried like a fucking dumb retard.
Nice.
My phone. Took my phone away. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. My parents are going to kill me. Yada, yada. She goes, "Yo, listen." I think she felt so bad for me. She was just like, "Yo, go to the detention area where they have your phone and just tell them what's going on." And then I went and cried to the detention lady. And there was kids in the detention room. So I probably look like such a fucking dork.
they're still there peacefully doing their time. And they're like, this motherfucker's going to cry his way out?
He's going to cry over a phone, dude? I shanked somebody and I'm here fucking 2 weeks ago. and so they go, "Yo, at the end of the day, you could have your phone back." Lo and behold, dude, you know what happened? My parents came early to pick me up from school. They go, "Yo, we got McDonald's, bitch. Get in the car." And I had to look at my parents and go, "My phone got taken." It was a whole thing. They got furious. It was crazy. Yo, school was fucking gay as shit.
Oh, man.
If you're a young child listening to this, drop out of school. Get a GED and start working young. Get in the coal mine game. Get some oil money. You know what I mean? Now is the time. Fracking's back in, and it's going to be huge. So drop out after fifth grade and fucking put some hair on your chest. Grab a pack of Newports and get to fucking work, dude. That's my advice to the youth today. You can get the Newport, just not the menthol. Not so you can the Newports, not the menthol.
What's Newport non-menthol? Get Marlboro.
Just a terrible cigarette.
Obvious. Do you know they don't even call them like lights and shit anymore? That you got to go by the color. They took light off of the cigarette brands because that made it appear that there was a healthier choice. So they are not legally allowed to put light on it. That's why
they're not healthier.
They're gold now. And
they're not healthier.
I mean, that's what I got. Dude,
they don't have more calories,
dude. It's why I drink calories. Light beer
more
too.
More filling. Dude, might take that off of light beer.
All these diet cigarettes I've been smoking are making me fat.
These keto cigarettes are just not working right. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it's really
fuck
weird.
Cigarettes. Yeah. They're great. Yo, nicotine really has built this country. By the way, nicotine
and
coffee.
You're not wrong, to be honest.
Built
nicotine
this country.
And coffee is the fuel of the working
tea.
People.
We threw tea in the fucking harbor.
Sure. But my coffee daughter just learned about that.
What, the Boston Marathon or whatever?
Yeah, Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon.
drank tea and ran for the...
And just ran so fast.
Oh,
I don't think that's the case, Knight. I don't know if you saw the history on it. I don't think they ran fast at all.
They got
not fast
hit by
enough,
the cannonball. That's right. They got hit by the cannonball.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yo, imagine...
Crazy shit, man.
Imagine hopping in... And hopping up and going, "Yo, these dumb, dirty Brits drink this tea, and we ain't gonna have it, dude." What was it about? Was it like a tax thing? Or why did they throw it in the harbor?
Taxation without representation.
Yeah, the colonists were getting taxed like crazy by King George, I guess, in Great Britain. So they were getting pissed off. They're like, "Well, we fucking left this motherfucker, so we don't have to do this." So what are they doing? They're trying to take over? These red coats are all over trying to control the fucking country? We're starting this country. This is our shit.
Yeah, blue coats, dude.
So they said, "All right, you want your tea taxed or whatever? We're throwing in the harbor." I'm sure it was deeper than that, but it was some kind of
stuff. No, it sounds about right, dude. It sounds about right. Everybody had metal in their mouth, like lead and shit in their mouth back in the day, too.
Wood,
so they probably weren't making
teeth.
The best. Yeah, wood.
And
teeth. Did you know that whatever this guy's name is, George Washington's teeth were made out of, like, horse teeth, lead, and and like slave teeth,
slave bones and shit, right? Slave teeth.
Shout out Shane Gillis. I think that's where I learned it. I never researched it to make sure that that was true, but I trust him.
That wasn't in my daughter's reading. I'll have to let her know that. Tell her.
She needs the advanced.
We'll watch the comedy special. I don't know. No, I shouldn't show her that.
It's a good history.
Yeah, why not? It's fine.
You got to grow up sometime, honey. Why not?
Crazy Kaiser, the chat says, we are taxed so much more now.
Oh, it's so insane. No, I agree. But we've been so weakened mentally to we'll never stand up and fight back.
Without representation. Not enough
people.
Yeah, without representation. And the problem is now that they're throwing so much worse things in the water that the tea is kind of like rejuvenating in a way. I don't think
we're getting rid of TikTok.
I like it. TikTok
is a priority.
That's an Israel conspiracy, dude.
Right there, bro.
Why are you bummed, dude? Just use a VPN. You'll be fine. So what if it's a war crime, technically?
It wasn't totally passed, right? Doesn't still got to go through the house.
And
or
what
something.
It is it's not actually banning TikTok. I think it calls for a divestment from the company ByteDance, which is like a Chinese controlled company.
They want someone else to buy it or something, right?
The conspiracy
I'm hearing is that it's going to be Israel buying it. Watch, because they need to control the flow of information.
Best Israel
and these nah, laws Israel's apparently shit, and these laws apparently open up the cases where they can start going after like Twitter and whoever else is a kind of a opposition with free speech. I think they just want to control more media. So now there's a law in the books that they can kind of branch off of.
If Israel's going to buy this thing for real, I can tell you it's going to be a lengthy negotiation process. So enjoy your TikTok for a while.
Yeah, for sure. If our
these guys are going to try to hack,
processes I have taught us anything, it's going to be quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, actually, this is like the fastest response like ever. Like by fucking
my house,
like they're just like fuck TikTok, like immediately. But we've like been trying to get them to do real shit for so long.
Yeah, no. Well, then if they do TikTok, real shit, they stop making money.
Yeah, but what I don't like about them taking down TikTok is just that, like, I think it is a platform that people are actually like speaking on. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, and the news is dead. Look, they know the news is dead. No one's fucking listening to the news anymore. It's been proven to be pretty much fake news at this point. It can't be trusted. The bias is so insanely not subtle anymore that it's in your face blatant that they're trying to push these agendas and narratives. And so these independent journalism and shit like TikTok, where actual people who are living in these situations can get news out. They don't want that. They don't want people seeing the truth. They need that control. Look, here's this headline. Leak shows pro-Israel lobby chief blaming TikTok for pro-Palestine youth. And so now the U.S. is banning the app. This is an attack on free speech. It goes deeper, but it's I think there's some realism to that. It's scary fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
1984, but I mean, baby. Reread the
another
book,
crazy baby. Thing about... TikTok is like how fast the algorithm builds. Like you build it in seconds, right? So like you can switch your algorithm within minutes. So if you wanted your algorithm to be Palestine TikTok, do it in
you're
a couple seconds.
All that shit,
you look up a couple Palestine videos and scroll a few of those, then your feed will turn into that kind of stuff, and it'll latch on that quick. So, I mean, to say that, like, TikTok is pushing anything, I think is dumb because I think everybody's building their own algorithm.
Oh, it's the people. And it's not TikTok. TikTok's
like,
the platform.
My shit varies all the time. Like, one day I'll be watching all fishing videos, and the next day I'll be watching gaming videos, and the next day I'll be watching anime cosplay girls shake their ass. So it's just like it changes. You know, some days are just straight stand-up comedy, you know, bits or like crowd work from comedians. And I love that, too, because like a lot of people benefit, like a lot of people that I like, comedians and shit like that, you know, American workers
100%.
Are benefiting off of TikTok and stuff like that. So I think it's a shitty thing to try to shut it down.
It is shitty. And this whole thing, for the first time ever, I would admit here. I downloaded TikTok, and so I'm going to start.
Oh, egad!
I know.
I'm still not doing it.
I think
you're going to love it.
I think so. I'm
you want to go down a hip-hop rabbit hole? Bandit. There's tons of dope shit, like hip hop.
Yeah, I'm
like,
gonna try to get my shit up there. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
sick, dude.
What is the...
I get a lot of MF Doom stuff on my feed, so you know I always stop for videos like that. But it's cool little platform for sure.
I think TikTok's just another psyop, dude. Everything's a damn psyop.
I thought it was before, but now this whole shit is making me say, maybe it's not.
Also, no, to me, just won't control even if it is a psyop, at least it's the most entertaining psyop because all of them are, right?
So TikTok, just... I don't know. I watch reels.
No, I mean, like, exactly. Like,
I mean, it's the same thing, right?
What's
reels?
Exactly.
That's Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Instagram reels, shorts, yeah, YouTube shorts.
You got on YouTube, so it's all really the same fucking thing. And they'll probably ban those next, too, or whatever.
Reels, yeah. No, they're not going to ban that. It's an American company, dude. They want us. They want the boys back home to spy on you. They just don't want the Chinese in there.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's spying shit in there.
Yeah, you like that pose,
yeah, yeah,
huh?
Yeah, here, buy our recyclables and build products, and we'll buy it back from you.
Yeah, hey, take large parts in our infrastructure, but quit fucking putting these sluts on my phone. Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. Oh my god. Yeah, this country's a fucking meme right now, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Crazy. That's why all I can do is play fucking video games and fucking hang out, dude. And you gotta distract yourself. I'm getting a little fat again. We're doing like a weight loss challenge at my job, and I'm fucking leaps and bounds ahead of all these other fucking fat dorks.
Don't give up, man. You remember the story of the tortoise and the hare?
No, they're not. Listen.
Don't be the hare, bro.
I love you to death. Oh my god, I hope nobody from my job ever sees this. My fat fucking front desk lady who started this whole thing has not lost a goddamn pound, and she keeps blaming the scale. I'm like, yo, just because the scale isn't zeroed and it's a few pounds off doesn't mean that it's wrong. You just aren't losing weight. It would go down even, and it would be off, but it would still go down if you were losing weight, lady.
Yeah, because you're still
not losing. Hey, I got eyes. You're not losing weight, dude. There's money involved, so I really am.
Well, what are you saying though? You're getting bigger now.
No, I'm fat. Yeah, I'm getting fatter because I keep fucking eating more sweet treats and shit. It's in April. End of April.
Yeah,
I'll slim down, dude. I'll start throwing up for the last week or whatever. I'll do a damn fighter cut like a UFC where I fight at 155, but then I'll jump back up to 220.
Wearing trash bags, sweating, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck yeah.
Become bulimic. I'll develop a severe eating disorder the week of the weigh-in, and then I'll just completely flip 180.
Can't really help.
I used to have one of those sweatsuits when I was in wrestling.
Do those things work? Do they really make you lose weight? Or is it just like a
water
calorie?
Weight.
It's just yeah, it's just that like
yeah.
last
it's
minute
just like
kinda...
immediate water weight, yeah. Yeah. So like we would wear them like on nights before tournaments and stuff, and we would wrestle, we would hit the sauna, we would do all kinds of shit. Like I remember one night in particular, I lost 8 pounds in a single night, dude.
That's fucking can't be healthy at all.
I had to lose 5 pounds.
You didn't drink anything that whole day, right?
No, didn't drink any water. Before weigh-in, but weigh-in is like, you know, wrestling tournaments, your weigh-ins were like 4 or 5 in the morning. So we would work out till like fucking midnight and shit like that. And we would spit in a can all the time. So constantly spitting.
You're not swallowing your
saliva. Yeah, yeah, exactly, dude. Constantly spitting. We would sleep with no sheets on, like naked. Because like your body loses weight or burns calories trying to regulate the heat, and so we would do all kinds of shit like that. But yeah, I lost 8 pounds, 8 pounds in a night. That was like my record. I needed to lose 5, and I weighed in 3 under. And my coach was like, "Holy shit, dude!" But you know, wrestling was hilarious though, because as soon as weigh-ins happened, everyone went to like Denny's or whatever country breakfast place we could find. And we would just eat, you know, huge breakfasts. And then,
I've never understood why in, like, fighting or anything like that, you have to weigh in at a certain weight, and then everybody's allowed to do whatever the fuck they want right after that. They don't weigh you. They should weigh you right before the match.
The match, yeah. You would think that would make more sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you drink water to hydrate yourself through the tournament, you're going to be gaining weight like that. So, like, it couldn't, you know, you couldn't retain your weight shifts throughout the whole day. I mean, and you realize this as a wrestler because, dude, I would weigh myself, like, 5-6 times a day when I was wrestling. Like, you were always weighing yourself, and you kind of see how your weight, like, fluctuates throughout the day. Single meals, you know, can add a couple pounds. Like, taking a shit can take away a pound. You know what I mean? Like, so it was just, you're constantly going up and down. But the reason why it was, like, you would eat, and then you would have energy for the day. So, like, everybody did the same thing, you know, kind of cut weight, weighed in, and then everybody ate big, and then we had a big tournament, like, a couple hours later.
I like to take a shit and then weigh my. I like to do a before and after shit weigh.
It makes a difference.
Not even for fighting, just for the data.
That's funny.
You ever do that? You ever just fucking decide, yo, I got to take a fat shit. Let me weigh myself real quick.
What was your biggest weight? What was your biggest weight loss? Freak. Do you remember?
Like a pound and a half. Nothing crazy. Okay. I'm not holding in my damn poo for 4 days. I go pretty. I'm a pretty regular guy, you know.
For sure.
Sounds healthy. Man, welcome to the Lost Boys Poop Podcast. We're talking about bowel movements and regularity. We got all your regularity tips right here at the Lost Boys Society. Click a link for colon health. Get your colonoscopy because it's important.
Get it out, baby. Get it out.
Yeah. Ghost, that sounds like an old fart. That's like my grandma farting, dude. That sounds like flappy cheeks fucking clapping together.
Yeah, let me hear it.
That's a colonoscopy fart.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's getting like some air
held
out.
Open a little bit. Like spreading as you're going down, try to get it out easier. Less resistance, please.
Your farts get weirder sounding the older you get.
For sure.
Yeah.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mornings,
you got a couple of
mornings
little
are rough. Oof.
Really? You're a morning farter?
It's noisy in there. It's noisy.
Noisy. Can I tell you something? Lately, I've been just letting. I've been letting noisy farts rip at the office lately. Dude, for some reason, I'm just unhinged lately. I don't give a shit. I want these fat ladies to know I'm throwing down, dude. Get away from me. This is my repellent. This is my fat lady repellent, dude. Get away from me. Little toot by the printer. Yeah, leave me alone. You don't come and make small talk. Yeah. Yeah. I can't pull my dick out and piss, dude, because I'll go to prison or whatever, but I'll throw a little toot around. Nobody's gonna prove it with me.
You can't catch a case for that, dude. That's for sure.
I ain't proving it with
evidence,
me,
bitch.
We have you on video, literally lifting your leg and making sound, an audible sound. I don't know what you're talking about. I just deny it. I don't know what else is going on with you guys, dude. You guys do anything crazy this weekend or this week? I should
crazy.
Say
like. Crazy? No crazy?
Yeah, like crazy. Like
not really.
Fun.
You know what? I've been doing nerdy shit, man. I'm becoming a gay nerd, I think. This week was all about simulation games.
Ooh.
For me. You guys ever hear the movies? It was an old game. It was actually developed by Peter Molyneux. Molyneux? Is that the dude's name who did Fable and all that
Stefan
shit?
Molyneux.
Stefan Molyneux, I don't know if that's it.
I think that's a basketball player. Go ahead.
But I don't know. It's just this game. It's like a tycoon type of game, sort of, but where you start up a. It's like that, really. But yeah, you set up a movie studio, and then you can make these little funny movies. It's very Sims-esque, mixed with like a tycoon game type of thing. It's out of print, like they don't sell it anywhere, so I went down the emulation type of track. I had to do all kinds of shit just to get this to play. I had to do the whole like bin and queue file where you got to do the virtual drives on your computer. I don't know if you guys ever messed with that kind of thing, but virtual drives because I had like ISO files, which were like disk files, so it's like a disk, virtual disk on the computer, but the only way to get it to play is to make a virtual drive so it acts like it's being inserted into a computer. It's a whole process. It was a pain in the ass, but I got this game running, and it's actually pretty good. It's from like 2004, so it's an old fucking game, but it's very well done, man. I'm shocked that they haven't come out with some kind of similar game, so... The movies was really good, but that got me wanting to play The Sims. So I went back into the fucking Sims and I was playing that again.
OG?
Well, nah, I tried to actually play 2, but I couldn't get it to run properly. I think I got to make a bunch of adjustments on the computer.
Sims
so
4.
I might research some of that. I tried 3 as well, because I think 2 and 3 were my key Sims. But 3 was giving me problems too, so I just started playing 4, because that's the only one that was really working.
Sims 4 is lit, dude.
It is very lit, but there's a lot of like that just online connection type stupid shit that I don't want to deal with, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something about it. I like the 1 and 2 were just where it was at for me. Yeah, 3 too. Well, yeah, 1 had its glory, but 2 was like a whole nother level when 2 came out. But I was doing Sims, and then there's this little game called Game Dev Tycoon. I dip into this every now and then.
I see that. I know which one that one is.
But that's sort of fun, where you just like create genres and or create games, and you can pick the genre, you can pick what kind of game, you can pick who you want to work on it, development. I got a lot of trans because we're a DEI company that I'm trying to run here in my Game Dev Tycoon. So we'll see what kind
of output. You got a lot of trans?
So far, everything's failed and is not making money, but. We'll see what happens. So I don't know. I was in a simulation and a simulation and emulation, because I went back and played more PS2 games. Still loving SSX3. That game is so good, and I'm so pissed at myself for not playing it back in the day, because I was so hype on Tricky, and it really is like a better version of Tricky almost.
Is it better? I never gave it a solid chance because I'm like, I don't like change. And so I was like, yo, Tricky's the best. But I didn't give it a fair shot.
Tricky is so good, but this is just, it's on par. You have all the same levels from Tricky that are actually part of this whole mountain. And the way they do it is it's just one huge mountain. So you can do each, like, each Tricky level on its own. Or you can do, like, this whole mountain run. Where you're going through like all the levels in Tricky, and then you're doing a couple extra levels that they added for 3, and then you go to another mountain and it's all new levels, and there might even be another mountain, I don't know, or the other side of the mountain or something, but there's a lot of fucking shit in here to unlock, and you could still do the same level of like tricks and everything. The soundtrack is not as banging. The music isn't as popping as it was in Tricky. Because, yeah, you know when you were in Tricky and you had a nice fucking nice air and you're doing some moves and that fucking Run DMC blasts out there and just gets you even extra hype. Not feeling the same vibe with this with the music, but as far as everything else, great. And the music's still not bad.
I remember they had that, like, I think it has a cool Key song is in it, don't they?
If there is, I did not hear it yet.
Right? SSX3 you're playing?
Yeah. Oh, let me look it up.
Yeah. I think it's
that
cool one.
What Cool Key song is it? Soundtrack. Because I don't think I heard that. I definitely would have noticed. There's a Red Hot Chili Pepper song
it's
in there.
It's Dan the Automator featuring DJ Qbert and Cool Key.
You know what? I did hear
Bear
that.
Witness.
I don't think Cool Key's actually in that one. Just a couple samples from him because...
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the third remake of that song that Automator did. Which is good shit too, but yeah,
it's not Swollen members in there.
I mean the soundtrack. Yeah, I'm looking through it now. It's not too bad, but it doesn't hit you in the game like you know.
I think you're.
It's true.
I think you're right.
Just all hype, and then you had that.
Freaking was definitely bad. I know that for sure.
It was fucking just got you so hype. I'm not getting that same hype off of this, but as far as the fun of everything else, fucking blast, man. Fucking blast. But I've been working on music mostly, so I haven't played that much. And I finally took the leap. It ended up being a dollar a month, $1.22 a month or something. There's a service out there called DistroKid that you can get your music streaming on all the services.
Nice.
So I'm like, you know what? I finally want to do this so I can point, you know, my finger in more directions. People to listen to Ghost T. So check it out. It is live now on Spotify or Apple or whatever you can find Ghost T. I only got one song out there so far because I was just testing the waters. I'm going to throw, I think, a album of sorts out there soon, which is just like old bullshit songs that
compilation.
I want to put up.
Do an all auto tune album.
Up new shit. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Just for night. I'll do all auto tune.
Yeah.
You're going to love it,
baby. Yeah, sell me.
Baby. I'll do Vultures remakes. That's all it is going to be, just Vultures remakes.
I think he released some songs on TikTok yesterday or today.
Who, Kanye? Yes.
Kanye. Yeah, yeah. He called, like, I think Vultures 2.
Well, he's working.
Yeah, well, he does have a Vultures 2 album. Did he release some of the songs?
It was supposed to come out today. I think originally Vultures 2 was supposed to be out the 15th. So maybe he's just dropping it, but I think he pushed it back or something. I think it's going to be May or something now. But I don't know. Okay. But yeah, they're teasing it because he started doing the listening parties for Vultures 2, I think, or something like that. He does these weird rollouts, man. Kanye's fucking out of his mind, bro. He's fucking nuts. I think Eminem's dropping some shit too. He came out with a video with that Lemonade dude. They dropped a new video called Doomsday.
The Island Boy? Who's the Lemonade dude?
What is the guy who makes the videos? He's the music video director. Liquid Lemonade or something like that. Lyrical Lemonade.
Bro, what
or
the
something.
Fuck are you talking about?
Bro, I'm not crazy. I'm not fucking crazy. You're Eminem Lemonade.
You talking about the chimpanzee from the Tang? Remember that guy?
Lyrical Lemonade is the producer who does like really weird music videos. He did like Eminem's Godzilla. And they just dropped this new video 2 days ago or yesterday or something. Cole Bennett. Cole Bennett's the guy's name.
If you Cole Bennett. Actually, you know, I don't know who that is.
Lyrical Lemonade. He does music videos. I don't know if he does beats too. I think for some reason, I think he does beats, but I don't know. I could be wrong. He's done videos for other artists too, but he makes really interesting looking videos. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh yeah.
That was like a dork.
Yes. Thank you, Cube. Cole Bennett. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
He's fine, I'm sure.
I'm still digging Vultures, bro. I listened to that today. It's a good album, bro. You're wrong, Knight. I'm sorry.
You like the Vultures?
Re-listen
huh?
to it.
I'm kind of with Knight on re-listen this.
Re-listen
to mid.
Did you listen to it yet?
Big yeah, booty dude. Bitches don't just fall out of the sky.
You know what I like about Kanye is his lyrical genius and the story that he tells.
He's not a lyrical genius. He doesn't claim to be. He even admits I'm half joking. Fucking what's it called was ghostwritten, I think.
Now, I love his production. And like I was telling you, I think it was the song Heat. I really like that song on the album.
Burn, I think, maybe.
Burn, that's it. Yeah.
Like burn, yeah. Baby, there's burn.
There's a couple tracks. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in love with every track, but yeah, it's bangers, man. I'm just like...
I love his beats. It's just like, as soon as the auto-tune voice kicks in, I'm like, another fucking robot track, you know?
Yeah, I get you, but it's used sparingly. I think it's not... I don't think it oversaturates the whole thing. I was totally in that camp back when auto-tune started. I was the anti-auto-tune. I remember KRS was so anti-auto-tune because back then I was like, KRS-One, I follow everything he does. Fuck auto-tune. Fuck all this. But I ain't.
Are you, you don't like
maybe
the,
that's
like
just me pain? Being old and stubborn, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, you're being
know.
Old and stubborn, dude. Know, man. Nah, that's what's happening.
I'm digging it.
Auto-tune, you know fuck.
I still dig that out.
G-Funk for life, dude.
Do you like, you guys ever listen to Funk? Before,
yes, like Memphis Fong,
yeah, 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 that's no, all right.
Hell
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Is that a genre? Is that a...
Yeah, dude, Phonk,
right, right.
It's like a mixing of hip hop beats with a like EDC music, right?
It's kind of like, fucking, yeah, it's pretty like wild. To, that's the yeah. only way I can describe it. It's different,
yeah, subgenre of hip hop and trap, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's
inspired
good.
Inspired by 90s Memphis rap. Okay, okay.
Yeah, there's this group out there right now that I really like what they're doing. It's called Memphis Cult. Like, it's just beats, really. But I mean, they capture some of the old lyrics from, like, the old... It's like 90s Memphis gangster rap is what they sample from.
Right,
and
okay.
it's just some of the beats are just... They just rip, dude. You know what I mean? They're not all great. Some of them are a little bit heavy yeah. on the electric music for me. But then some of them... I love, dude. And like one of the songs I was listening to, they had even sampled the music from the Resident Evil movie. And I was like, oh, what? Yeah, like, okay. Ooh, that's a pull, dude.
I love
especially because I'm a nerd.
Shit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that shit's dope. Okay.
I'll post a couple tracks in the music channel. To
oh, they brought back
on track.
Chopped and screwed technique for Funk, too.
Chopped and screwed where
kinda.
They slow it down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll check this out.
OT
I might come out with a funk
and
album.
Version.
Keep an eye on Spotify, everybody. I'll be dropping a funk album soon here.
Yo, drop a funk album, dude.
Let's do it.
I'm just feeling instrumentals. That's my mood, because like, especially if I'm like reading or doing something like that, I can't have other words like dancing around in my head and my ears. Yeah. You know what I mean? When I'm doing stuff like that. So I'll just put on like instrumental stuff.
Put on like lo-fi YouTube channel.
Yeah. But Memphis Cold has been a pretty good one. They had some tracks that went like insanely viral on TikTok that people were using for their
big up TikTok.
Their sounds.
We're TikTok fans now. Shout out to China.
Oh, hey, another thing about TikTok is like you can use like all the licensed music pretty much. You know, like
I'm on TikTok too. Yeah, I'm trying to find something to do with my song.
Yeah, make one of your tracks go viral so people put it into the background of all their videos.
I'm going to start one of those pages that just takes podcast clips and then adds GTA stuff to it. And then we're going to keep half. Going. Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. I don't know shit about it, dude. I think I tried once. Didn't I try once?
It was hilarious.
Use your story
for your what are the little bike things called?
Oh, ATV. I made this story where my cousin ran me off the road and almost killed me because he wanted my fucking four-wheeler or whatever. Yeah, he broke. Well, he didn't break anything.
ATV, like,
but he really broke my fucking ATV. That son of a. Oh, I almost said the F word. I almost said the F A word. Oh my goodness.
Father,
why would I do that? Yeah, sure.
Say that.
Oh my God, don't say that. You know I get sensitive.
This is a religious place.
My bad. He still hasn't come back. Blurted it out.
Even when he comes back,
I'm just gonna start crying.
Well, worked in the past almost.
I don't know.
What you guys doing?
I don't. But I'll tell you what. I'm playing fucking hella Elden Ring, and you really gotta get into this, Ghost.
Elden Ring? I'm not getting on Elden Ring.
You said you would play the fucking Elden Ring co-op.
Oh, the multiplayer.
He's you Elden Ring said denier. You'd do it. I got you on record. Pull it up, Jamie. Thank you. And
I'll play it for sure.
It's dude, it's so fun. And I've changed. I'm not a spell sword anymore. Now I'm just shooting all lightning spells. I'm like a damn lightning lord. And I'm a little stuck right now on Malekith, which is like one of the last few bosses of the game. But he's really
you're my favorite
boss. Yeah, he's
my favorite
fire.
Boss in the whole game, dude.
He's so fire.
I love that fight.
He is blowing me out of the water, bro. I can't get these lightning bolts off quick enough. And all I'm using is straight casting. I have no anything else. I've completely changed the way that I'm playing the game.
Wow.
And I'm just doing all lightning build. I thought it'd be cool, you know, because my goal is to learn faith and do that shit. And then I want to use a holy build when the DLC comes out. So I'm setting this character up for that. And then I'm just not going to touch him. And then I'll play the DLC and then I'll have all the holy incantations. But I have like experience with casting already. You know what I mean? But I got so into Elden Ring that I wanted to play... Finally, after all this time, the convergence mod for Elden Ring, and that just takes the whole game and you know gives you all new classes. It takes away all the original classes, much that like adds- when I played the ones in Dark Souls. It creates all its own classes. They have their own stories and their own things. They have different magic. It adds hundreds of spells and weapons and enemies and different starting choices and paths. And I've tried a couple of things. The game is substantially harder, I think, than Elden Ring, because you start off, depending on the class you pick, in different areas of the map. So, like, I picked, the first one I picked was, like, a Scarlet Servant, right? Like, a Rotting Servant or some shit is what it's called. And it's a guy in this Grimly costume, and, you know, you get a couple spells and, like, an S-Stock, and it's all Scarlet Rot-based. But you start in fucking Caelid, which is, like, the third or fourth world you hit.
Oh, damn, so world. It changes... The start zone, huh?
Yo, so you start in a different place, and like as soon as I walked into the damn swamp, because that's where I started, in the fucking Aeonia swamp, which is like just all scarlet rot on the ground. It somebody invaded me, like an NPC, and then I'm fighting a clean rot knight. What are those guys?
Clean rot knight.
I'm fighting a fucking which is an insane enemy. In the game.
I farmed the fuck out of those enemies for like the spear, I think. I was trying to get
the spear. I'm level 10 and I'm fighting this thing with a damn S-stock and I get invaded by a damn enemy. So I don't know what I'm doing, and it's just, it got a little frustrating dying so early, and you don't really get as many runes from killing people as you do in like the regular game, so they're really kind of ramping up the difficulty on this one. I've tried a couple other classes. I was playing it right until the fucking show started. But I'm going to play the Convergence mod. I'm going to play regular Elden Ring, vanilla Elden Ring also, because I do want to finish it. But the Convergence mod, I'm going to beat this fucking thing, too. I'm going to work this thing down.
Didn't you play that for Dark Souls?
For Dark Souls 3 is, funny enough, I got very far, but I never finished it either. And I started thinking today that maybe I go back and play that one, too. But I'm on a Soulsborne kick right now. I want to play Sekiro. I want to do all types of dumb, gay shit, dude. From Software.
Dude, I fired up Sekiro this week.
Did you?
Yeah, because...
how is it?
That was like one of my goals for the year, gaming-wise, was to get the platinum in that game. And so I fired it up and I had to kind of like remember where the fuck I was. I'm going to do the Shura ending on this one.
So, yeah, the Shura ending is hard as fuck. Like, not difficult, but it's dope. Like, doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
And that's then, the one I did.
I did like, I think it was called the Immortal Severance ending was the name of my ending. I'm almost positive.
That's where you killed the sword scene, right?
Yeah. That's like, what a boss battle that is for sure at the end of that game. But that's like, that's my favorite FromSoft game, I think.
That's a good one. That's definitely up there.
Yeah. The action, the pace is so crazy.
It's like a dance. It's not like the other ones, right? Because the other ones are more of like a, you block, especially in Dark Souls, very block heavy. I'm not doing a lot of rolling in Dark Souls ever. In Elden Ring, it's a little more depending on what my build is. But in all the other ones, you're kind of blocking and you're waiting and you're doing this. And with Sekiro, you don't have that option. You can't block because you got that posture. And so you have to kind of learn it, and you're just dancing. You're kind of just dancing, learning how to attack, like dance. Yeah.
And you have jumping, you have the grappling, and you have the sprinting. So, like, it's you're way more mobile. It's almost lightning. Because like, I came from like, hard game territory. Like, Ninja Gaiden was my shit. And
loved
him. Yeah, so Sekiro is, like, just like Ninja Gaiden in a lot of ways. So,
for real?
Yeah,
maybe not like hack and slashy, but it's very fast
punishing. Because Ninja Gaiden was a very tough game. Actually, the first time I ever played that it was on the OG Xbox. My buddy, who was like my Halo partner, he was like, "Dude, here, take this game. I can't fucking get past the first boss." And I was like, "All right, cool." So I just fucking, he gave me a free copy of Ninja Gaiden. I went home and I was like obsessed with that game because it was difficult. That was like one of the first games I remember being like, that was a bitch to beat for sure.
You're a glutton for punishment, bro, with these kind of games for sure.
Ninja Gaiden 2, dude, I played it in high school and it was fucking game changer. I played the whole thing and I was like, yo, this is insane. Somebody also let me borrow it and then I just never gave it back. But
yeah,
you got like arrested or something, and I was like, I don't have to talk to you, dude. You're a criminal. And then that was it. What's he gonna do?
Nobody's gonna
take his word, dude. Yeah. Nobody's gonna take some criminal word over a sweet baby boy that's crying because his phone got taken or whatever.
I played Ninja Gaiden on Nintendo. And that's I never got by the train level, which was the second level.
Is that you played Gaiden 1 or 2?
We used to call it Gaiden. Never played that's one. Why I said it. We call it Ninja Gaiden. It wasn't until later a lot of these things were revealed. It's Gaiden.
I called it Gaiden 2.
It's Ryu, not Ryu, right? Isn't it Ryu?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I call it Ryu. Ken and Ryu?
Yeah. Ken and Ryu. All
the names. Ryu? That's insane.
Changed my world.
Well, we didn't have YouTube and shit.
Yeah, so we didn't know.
Our only information came from magazines. So we read the words and we saw the words on the screen. And as Americans, you know, you would say shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was for sure. It was Ninja Gaiden or Ninja Gaiden when I was young. Yo. I was like, oh, everyone called it Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
I probably said Ryu when I was younger, but then I started, once you start watching anime, that lets you know these guys like a different sound.
Yeah.
Letters, dude.
barely had him. Let me interject. Sekiro right now, PC. There's a Steam sale going on, spring sale. It is 30, it's 50% off, $30 right now.
That's a good fucking price, dude.
Yeah. Brutal game, price. Though.
Pick it up.
Brutal Ghost. Game, yeah.
Fuck no. We're gonna play Elden not Ring. Doing it. No, not doing it. No, not doing it.
Fuck it, hey, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back through this game. FromSoft, man. Fucking bangers.
FromSoft hits. Hits. They yeah. don't fucking miss. Name the last time they miss. Can't. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. I want to play Bloodborne, too. What? Name it. You can't.
I don't even know what all they did.
Armored Core.
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2, yeah.
Dark Souls.
Big L.
They did Demon Souls. Is that something they did?
That's a good one, though.
People liked it, though, yeah. So I wasn't Love a Souls guy, though. Maybe I should revisit some of those, or try some of those.
You should, dude.
Did they do those a futuristic kind of game yet?
No, Armored Core.
Armored Core.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting Armored Core.
I have, like, fucking eight of, and I played, like, all of those.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I got to go back
I'm sure they got some stinkers core. Back in the day.
Yeah, coming up. Spider-Man
been around a fucking while.
Is on sale right now too. So I might have to pick that up actually. The first Spider-Man remastered is $35.99 right now. And that goes into something else I wanted to bring up because I don't know if you guys heard anything about this. But this intrigued me. Some dude at work was telling me about this subject and I was like, "What?" I was like, "Wait, you're lying." Checked it out and it was legit. Insomniac had in the works a full-fledged multiplayer, five-person, like, co-op, multiplayer Spider-Man game.
Why would they not around the city?
They got as far as even having a trailer, which you can easily find if you guys search for Spider-Man multiplayer trailer. Or it was called The Great Web, I think. Where you could be like Spider-Man, Miles, the chick, a couple other guys. You could create your own kind of Spider-Man type Stacy. Thing. Yeah.
You could be Gwen Stacy.
The dream can really happen. You don't even have to go through the plastic surgery to get there. You could be her. But yo, the game looks fucking phenomenal from the trailer that leaked, but they canceled this game. They canceled.
Why would they do that?
In development. I don't know, and there's some theories that the head honchos in Insomniac, someone in the suit, probably canceled this due to budgetary reasons, and I think the developers are who actually leaked this trailer. They're pulling kind of a Deadpool Ryan Reynolds situation. They want to build up fucking fan hype so that they can keep that reversed in the studio, and I think it might work because looking at this and thinking about this, this is definitely the kind of multiplayer game I would love to get into. I think our whole crew would
100%.
Be on this for at least a couple weeks. But it looks fucking phenomenal. I mean, you got just Spider-Man the game. You're playing in there with, it was like five-player co-op. And you're fighting like the big villains as far as boss battles and shit. But you're going around doing other missions. And then they have an element where I think the different like levels are going into the Spider-Verse, like through the actual, like in the movie.
Why wouldn't they make
wormhole jaunts?
So the cities would be different
to go into. Yeah, so you get the
$99 right? verse and shit.
Yes,
yeah, like the art style would be.
Am I wrong?
Dope.
They have
like
to
a cell shaded universe.
Yes.
Yo, especially with like the PS5 like
universe.
If Ratchet and Clank can do that, like rift apart. Bro, they done, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, let me tell you something right now, fully true, takes advantage of the PS5, and like it's very seamless in the movement from back and forth between dimensions and like jumping through wormholes, and okay. It really does become a completely different world as you're jumping through these things. There's no reason why they can't do it. Again, multiplayer, yeah, it might be a little harder,
but and there was probably more money, and that's just the rumor
money
out there,
it, dude.
But I think that I think the fans definitely need to cry out about this because this just look up the trailer, guys, because it looks fucking.
Oh,
great.
I saw, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so you already heard about this. Did we talk about this? We didn't talk.
No,
about
this is new.
Because I'm
came
not
out
that
this week.
Far gone, am I? Okay. But yeah, yo, but I just was blown away because when he started telling me about it, I was like, oh shit. I was like, really? They're not going to make something like that? It sounds pretty cool. And then when I watched the trailer, I was like, the potential here is so huge. You got this IP. Sony's sitting on a Spider-Man IP. Sometimes they do good with it. Sometimes they fuck it up. This would be a fucking phenomenal move, man. So I don't know why it would be canceled. And I find that crazy.
Because they're pussy, dude.
I gotta so get I'm it hoping together. That this gets revived because it really looks fun. I know for sure this is something our crew would be fucking banging.
It'll get revived.
It got to, right? But in this day and age, in this world, who knows what's going to happen? What fucking reality are we even in?
I don't know. We're in the reality
what
that...
Mandela effect world are we?
The Mandela effect is hitting hard. All I know is I got a fucking Fruit of Loom shirt with a damn cornucopia on it so they could suck my hole.
Oh, shit. I got some Berenstain Bears in the book, gun safe. Bro.
Yeah, it's bagged. Exactly. It's in the gun safe. And I know that when I pull it out and I put it on, I'll jump back into whatever reality I'm in. I'm supposed to be in, I mean. And then all my problems will go away. I just end up at like Nancy Pelosi's house or something. I don't know what the fuck.
God, good luck.
I got a VHS Nancy of Shazam.
I'll tell you what, dude. Nancy, yeah, yo, Shazam fucking existed. I just made that joke today at work. Man. Shazam was real. Oh fuck.
See, that one I don't remember. The Berenstain Bear one for me and the Cornucopia Fruit of a Loom are like the two that I'm like, for sure, man. It's gotta be. So I don't know.
Mandela. The world we jumped through a wormhole in 2012, they say.
Yeah, I think that's the running theory. The hydrogen collider thing. What's it called? The CERN. They say CERN fucked us up and threw us into another dimension. Reality, whatever.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey. What are you talking about? Controlling the weather? What's that?
CERN. The
collider is in Spider-Verse.
Collider.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They do a similar. Yeah, they do that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. That's how they kind of start the melding of the universes there. But nah, that thing in Sweden or Switzerland or something, where, you know, it's supposed to smash atoms to the smallest.
I got some atoms you could smash.
I think Einstein or something predicted doing that kind of thing could open up wormholes and destroy the whole universe.
Yo, Einstein fucked his first cousin, dude. There's no way I'm listening to anything that guy says. I don't care how many formulas he throws at me. You can't fuck your first cousin and then try to give me a lesson. I'm sorry.
What, bro? Look, we were just talking about how, you know, Cosby. He's the greatest father of television that we've ever had.
Yeah, and if he would have drugged and raped his own cousin, I would have a problem with it.
I mean,
I would have the same thing. My stance would stay the same, guys. But I'm got to be honest with you. On that long, long list of victims.
You're a hater, bro.
I bet you don't like all the positive things for society that Epstein did either, do you? You fucking hater.
Not a cousin on the... Hey, not a single cousin on that list is what I
said. So it's just cousin. That's the line. It could be a two-year-old or whatever else.
I'm a man of morals and principles.
Cousin.
That's a lot of gray area.
Cousin is... Wait a minute. Cousin? That's
Don't fuck your first cousin, bro. Yeah,
don't fuck your first cousin.
Yo, you fuck Mary's first cousin.
That's not that bad.
It wasn't that small, dude. I got news for you.
What side of the family was the cousin?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't do the research. I remember there was a small chapter book.
Did he even have a wife? I don't even know if Einstein.
His wife was his cousin, bro. He married his cousin, yes.
Is that what you just said?
He didn't have time to go out to the bars and mac on chicks, dude. He just... was like closest chick to him was like, hey, yeah, what are you doing, cousin?
You like the hormones, I can't stop.
Ready, hold on, dude.
Let's get married. Yeah, you're sure about this.
He was busy in the lab.
Married, dude.
He's winning wars.
Elsa Einstein was the second wife and cousin of Albert Einstein. Their mothers were sisters, thus making them maternal first cousins. The couple was also paternal second cousins. How does that work? They're paternal second cousins, so their fucking dads are related too? Or dads are cousins?
Their fathers were first cousins. Wait.
Yo,
I can't
grab my head. The guy that you guys are trying to base all of reality and existence on, all because he threw a damn E equals MC square. We're gonna forget about this web of this guy's family tree is not that extended because it's very conjoined. I think
he was the good X-Men mutant. You know, he was the Professor Xavier of the bunch. Everybody else we didn't hear about in that family line.
Dude,
you
this know, guy made
I
all.
I didn't hear
kids.
About any Einsteins after that. You know what I mean, or before. So he just got all the good mutations. It went straight to his head, dude.
All of his kids got cast in the movie either. Wrong Turn. I think.
Wrong
is,
Turn.
Is you ever seen that one? That's a damn.
I have seen that. That's
cannibal
that's,
fucking that's an cannibal dude, inbreds.
Yeah, in the hills.
Funny.
Oh, I love that movie so
I'm
bad.
Me too.
Okay, that was a good movie.
There's a scene, I don't know which wrong, because there's like 18 of these things, there's all these fucking shit movies make, but there's a scene in one of them where the cousins are fucking on some stump, dude. They're like inbred, you know, pancake faces, and they're fucking on a stump, and they can't talk, they're just grunting, and then they hear somebody in the woods, and they don't both turn around and just immediately exit coitus mode. And just hunt this person down, mode, kill him, and eat him. Which is insane, dude. I can't hunt with a boner and a wet dick, dude. What are you doing? I got a boner and a wet dick over here.
Yeah.
This fucking inbred's just this inbred lady's just leaking, just fucking well, shit running down her leg, dude.
Jesus Christ!
She's out here
John Wayne Gacy hunted.
Yeah.
They hunted with
NSFW,
boners.
Everybody.
I think they had the boner. I think it's a little different though. I don't know. They weren't fucking their cousin, I'll tell you that. They weren't fucking their cousin, dude. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, they knew better than that.
Fuck. At least he had some dignity. Say what you will about the heinous crimes, but at least there was dignity in his heart. That's the takeaway.
Decency.
Oh, yeah, I got to take a fat piss, dude. Let's take a piss and do some fucking
dude. It's about that time anyway.
It's
all
about
right.
that time anyway.
Everybody, we will be right back. Stay tuned. We will come back with Night's News and close out the show. What up?
What up, brother?
What is up?
What's up, brother?
Hi.
That's my sketch.
Hey!
Sketch impersonation.
How's it going, everybody?
Sketch, yo, I hate those guys. I love you.
I love them so much.
What is it? Those guys, dude.
I thought you were like Sketch,
Jinxy,
my brother.
Oh, those fucking guys.
Fucking guys. Yeah. Dude, I hate them.
What's
so
up, brother?
Much.
Dude, Sketch,
I don't get it.
So funny, bro.
It's like the Whack Pack, man. Right? It's like that guy's just trying to start a Whack Pack.
They're just like really good at games, and they're fucking funny. You know, like that's what works for them. I don't know. Like Jinxy's like top notch Rainbow Six player, and Sketch plays Madden, and he just like fucking houses people, dude. It's so funny, and his shit talking is like so on point. And he plays like an autistic character. Like that's not him. Like it's a whole
what?
Like character.
That's his
Yeah. Yeah, it's an act.
No fucking way.
Is it really?
Dude.
Yeah. It's kind of like
no way.
Yeah. Swear to God.
Right,
he's been on podcasts
videos
recently
where he's normal.
Yeah.
Because he really is a good actor then. Because he seems autistic as fuck. And socially awkward like a motherfucker. So like, because I only watch the videos you guys posted. So like the video posted where he's like trying to talk to the chick or whatever.
Yeah, Sketch versus 20 chicks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, dude.
We can't fucking talk to these bitches.
It's so good.
This guy's crazy. It is pretty funny, though. Some of it's very funny. But I don't think I would hit subscribe. I'll watch whatever you guys
dude,
post, though.
Sketch was, he like told a story the other day about someone on a podcast asked like how he blew up, and he had hosted illegally a live UFC fight on TikTok, and he got like a fuckload of followers like really fast. Ooh. And then people
that's
just started
funny.
Tuning in to his like Madden streams. Yeah, yeah. So he kind of like, he was
I think
know.
We need to do something like that.
Yo, I'll fucking pirate right. the UFC, dude. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Fucking do something about it, Dana White.
I watched him last week.
UFC or Sketch? What are you talking about?
UFC.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Weren't you guys hype about last week?
Yo, O'Malley, dude. Good.
Great fights.
Give us a UFC update. See.
UFC.
Yeah, yeah.
UFC segment. What happened, guys?
Yeah, protect your neck. All right. So last week was UFC 299, and the main event was Sean O'Malley versus Chito Vera, Marlon Chito Vera. And I love both fighters. I was definitely rooting for Chito because I've like been following him for his whole career pretty much. And but Chito got pieced up. O'Malley's the best striker in that division, hands down right now. And his accuracy with his punches is insane. But Chito Vera, you know, he lasted all five rounds. He took a fucking beating, but that dude has a chin. It's kind of crazy to see someone walk through that many punches.
Yeah, Mexicans, dude.
La Raza.
He's Ecuadorian.
Hey.
It's all close, really the same.
It's all the same kind.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. My bad.
Well, now you know for next time.
And then the other big fight was, or there was a few good fights on this card, but
You guys are hype. You were talking
Dustin
about
Poirier. Versus that French up and comer.
I don't like that you called him an ex special forces dude.
Ooh, he's French, dude. I was grasping at straws there. Honestly,
I was about to say, dude, French special forces just walk around with a damn baguette, dude, and some and an attitude. No, but that's what they do.
That dude was walking over everybody in the division so far. And so he was a scary fight for Dustin Poirier because Poirier has been fighting for a long time and he's a lot. Right. He's 10 years older than Saint-Denis. But and a lot of people thought Poirier was going to get his ass kicked in this one. And Poirier fucking slept him, dude.
Ooh.
So sick. Yeah.
Okay.
The diamond from Louisiana. The Louisiana boy knocking out special forces dudes.
Poirier don't fuck around, though.
Ooh.
Poirier is that guy, dude.
It was hilarious because everyone was talking shit about how he tried to go for like six or seven guillotines to choke this dude out, Saint-Denis. And people were like, why? You know, like, stop going for the guillotine. But I was, like, kind of cracking up because I was like, I would want to finish a French dude with a guillotine 100%. Like, imagine, like, the style points you get for that. Like, I gave the French guy, special forces guy, a guillotine. Like,
I'd be lit. Fucking,
yeah. But also, he just knocked him out instead. No, he didn't pull it off. He tried a bunch, dude. But, he just right hook. To the chin, dude dropped like a sack of potatoes.
So it was a fucking KO.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. I posted the knockout in the sports channel in Discord. You can check it real quick. It's only like a second or two. But Poirier, he's a beast. I love it. I saw him live a couple of years ago. He lost in that one, but big fan. Big fan of Poirier for sure.
Big up Poirier!
Shout out UFC, right. Dude.
That's right.
Is that the end of UFC. The UFC update?
I don't have much to contribute. Right. To be honest.
That was pretty much it.
UFC update.
Ngannou got fucking starched.
I could talk your ears off, but I'll end it there.
All right. Let us move then right into...
Ladies and gentlemen. Night news.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Is there an echo? You should do it. Go ahead, do it.
I'm sorry. I got excited.
Do one.
I got excited.
I'll do it.
All right. All right. Can you hit the button?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do I do it now? Is that it? Oh, Knights News! Hey, Knights! It's Knights News!
Live.
Sorry. Live.
I like it. I'm using that one.
All right. So, first story was about Steam released like the top 100 played Steam Deck games in the past year.
Okay.
And,
ready for this?
Number one, Baldur's Gate 3, dude. As good as a game as Baldur's Gate 3 is, that one kind of shocked me a little bit because that game was so complex, like menu-wise. Like, mouse and keyboard, I loved it on mouse and keyboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, use a stylus or something to fucking probably put it on there.
So,
you guys, either you have this on your Steam?
It runs like shit on Steam Deck. I don't know how it's the most played game on Steam Deck. It's fucking insane because I have to keep it on like medium to low settings to play it on the Steam Deck.
I'm sure. So, it probably looks okay still.
It's fine.
Medium settings for that.
It's fine. But fine. I'm not going to take away an award for, you know, from Elden, or I'm sorry. Oops. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to take an award away
you
from
Baldur's
Gate.
You can't get that off your brain,
bro.
Can't
get it off my head. Yeah. That's like, that's like saying playing your side piece's name in front of your lady right there. That's what just happened.
Ooh, shit, slip.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate, I mean, listen, dude, the more awards they win, the better. There's more clout, more motivation for them to keep pushing the game. I get it, and I'm all for it. Now, let's hope they optimize it a little better for the Steam Deck. It's been a while since I played for the Steam Deck, admittedly. But it was fun. I had a lot of fun when I did play it, even with the little bad graphics or whatever.
For sure.
Well, what else is on the list?
But, yeah, so I was just going to expand on that. Speaking of Elden Ring, Elden Ring was number 5. But I guess like the running theme was the top 100. It was just almost completely dominated by single player games, right? So that's like that's what the Steam Deck kind of is for. Yeah, Spider-Man was on the list. I think in this article, it's linked like in the first sentence, but it shows you the whole list of 100. But Power World made number 6. I think that was one of the only multiplayer games in the top 10.
Newer game too.
Yeah.
Vampire Survivors number 2. I agree. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most perfect. See, I'm shocked that's not one, to be honest. Dave the
Hades
Diver. Hogwarts made it on 4.
Yep. Hogwarts, Cyberpunk. Okay.
Red Dead 2 was the 10th. Get the fuck out.
Number 10, dude.
How I can't do
that. Dude, it's on sale for $20 right now on Steam.
Is it?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Steam Spring Sale. Yep. 1979. But
let's see what other good sales. Starfield, $46 right now. Everybody, hop on. Payday 3. Mm-hmm. Remnant 2, $30 right now, actually. 40% off.
That's what's up.
Witcher 3.
Dredge made the list here. I played the shit out of that on my Steam Deck. That's only $17 on sale. It's like that horror fishing game.
With the
little indie game, it was super fun. Yeah, Cthulhu.
Oh yeah, that's it. Cthulhu. I don't know why it's so hard for me to say. Cthulhu.
God of War was
on God of War. I started on the Steam Deck. Then
did you?
PS5.
And you like Spider-Man on the Steam Deck, yeah?
Spider-Man was a complete Steam Deck game for me up until like the very last act where I played on the computer. But for the first two acts, that was all Steam Deck.
Single player games, you know? It's a very intimate device, so I could see that taking off.
And
I played this Spider-Man on PS2, bro, this week, too. I forgot to mention that. That
Spider-Man
is fucking lit, bro.
Does it hold up? Doesn't the emulation all fucked up?
Fine. I worked fine on the drone I got. I don't know. I was
really
left and right. It was pretty fun.
It's a good game.
Dug it. All right. Sorry. What else you got?
All right. Well, obviously, we're not going to go through all 100, but
pretty
dope list. Single player games are the shit on Steam Deck, and I can verify that for myself too. I enjoy single player games on that.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one, federal agencies to tackle extremism online on social media and gaming platforms.
Nah, I can't say the N-word anymore.
That TikTok shit expanding, bro. Telling you. They're trying to take over.
Is that what that means? That extremism? So are they talking about fucking storming the Capitol?
Whatever they decide is extremism will be extremism.
Like storming the Capitol.
Oh, that man. Kind
of totally extreme.
Dude,
well, now
I think,
I'm not going to the next.
I mean, they took over the whole government, you know? Remember that when they took over the whole government? Had us all do crazy shit. It was wild.
Crazy times, dude.
Scariest
time. What universe are we in again?
Sometimes I don't know, but I'm going to go throw tea in the harbor, and I'm going to talk about it on Call of Duty in a COD lobby. I'm going to see if I can rally up some
Austin
troops.
Austin Harbor. Big up Wanda.
Yeah.
Would Wanda do that? I don't think he would.
This organization, they conducted a study. It went from 2022 to this year, 2024. So they kind of like monitored some gaming shit, I guess. And they focused on like Roblox, Discord, and Reddit were their targets. Yeah.
Yo, these 11-year-olds keep talking about flying a plane into the fucking Pentagon, dude. We really got fucking crack down on Roblox. Yeah. What the hell?
TikTok and Roblox.
Dude, I think if I remember, I remember watching a small like mini documentary, maybe on Netflix. I forget what it was called, but I think weren't the Charleston that march, the Tiki Torch March. I think it was organized on Discord.
Was it? That's pretty. I mean, I'm all right with that, dude. You know, somebody.
I'm almost positive that it was, or there was something similar to that. Like that was organized somewhere on Discord. Yeah.
Does that make Discord a bad place? I thought you were going to say Roblox, and I was going to shit myself.
On Roblox.
Roblox. Well, they were saying, VR chat.
There was some Star Wars game they were saying terrorists were getting meetings into the voice chat, and that's how they were playing and shit. Back in the day. I don't know,
dude. Let the FBI stay out of my shit, dude. Can I play games in peace, dude? Who cares? People need to vent. People need to be allowed to vent about.
He needs to throw.
They need to be able
words
to say that they're going to do things and then not actually do them. That's a majority of people that say these things. I'm going to fucking pull up to Nancy Pelosi's house with a damn missile. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. It's just someone.
I'm not going to do it. Relax. I'm just angry, and I got off a 9-to-5. And I can barely afford my rent. And, you know, just let me say that I'm going to plant the bomb somewhere. Who cares? It's not going to happen, dude. What are the odds? What are the odds, bro? Let people talk. If people aren't allowed to talk, that's how we end up China. And if you're going to ban fucking TikTok, you might as well ban the ability to make a false claim that I'm going to commit a terrorist act domestically.
Boom. Boom, literally.
You know, let's just keep dumping millions of gallons of fucking waste into the ocean. I'm sure we'll be fine.
That's fine. That's a corporation. They're all right. They're allowed to do that. It's American corporations. They can do that.
Where are we going in this country?
So backwards.
Is what I want to know.
So backwards.
I'm not sure.
What
man
kind of country do we live in that a man can't make a terroristic threat in the privacy of his own home? Gee whiz.
This is not what my grandfather's fought for.
Dude, we might as well have drank the tea, bro. You know what I mean?
America is a corporation. Yeah,
might as
well have drank the tea.
Help them unload it. Don't throw in this freaking bay. Harbor.
All right. What else we got?
So, next one. Dude, did you know your brothers out there in Cuba are developing games now?
They're killing it.
Cuban games?
They're killing it. It's about time.
We got a Cuban development team here pumping out a Metroidvania, which is one of my favorite genres of all time in gaming. But they kind of based it off of their life growing up in Cuba. But it's supposed to have like some Souls-like elements too. But I don't know if you're a 2D scroller fan.
I played Hollow Knight, but okay. I mean, I'll give it a chance. April 2nd it comes out. What's the
April 2nd,
it looks Hollow Knighty. I'm trying to read and real quick and skim,
Saberless.
But reading's not my song.
Saberless is the game name. Yep.
Yeah, Saberless.
Saviorless, guys.
Something like that, or maybe
like there's no savior.
Yeah. Saviorless.
Okay. It's a reflection of our personal experiences in Cuba, from the crumbling scenery to the unpredictable story and stylized hand-drawn work. So it's hand-drawn, which is pretty cool. I have to play this. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Saviorless, you play Antar, a recklessly curious child who has traveled into hold on a minute.
Is that a Cuban name? Is that a common Cuban
Archipelago? Name? Archipelago?
That's a common Cuban name.
I don't know what that is. Oh. Full of abominable creatures. Archipelago. Thank you. Sorry.
A chain of islands.
It's a chain of islands. So he goes to Haiti. And have you seen what's going on in Haiti, by the way? Everybody's just eating each other and shit.
Yeah.
And they can switch between Antar and two other characters with different abilities and yada yada. They're fighting. They're fighting Cronenbergs.
Yeah, it looks like monsters and demons. It looks. The art looks dope. I love it.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks like old kind of shit. Anime or something, maybe.
Dude, it's hand drawn. It's got some blood in there.
I gotta respect the blood.
Oops. Fidel Castro, what's he doing here? No, I'm just kidding.
Is it a game?
Yeah, it's a game.
He's a boss, big boss,
like he's Dracula. The big boss.
Yeah.
Sitting he's on his throne.
That's so funny, dude. Just a fat guy with a beard and a cigar in his mouth.
His bones put them together.
I'm all right with that. I'm all right with this, dude. I'm gonna check it out.
Looks pretty. Looks pretty good. I love games like this, and I just. You know, yeah, I'm glad your people are making strides, man.
It's about time. All they've done is take L's for so long.
It's the time that they turn it around.
They can send their cigars over here, so now they're going to send us games. So let's go.
Thank you. It's about time.
Thank you, Obama. Thank you.
Obama, bring back the dry foot rule, please. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. The Mexicans kind of ruined it for everybody, and I understand.
After April 2nd.
April 2nd is the cutoff. Let all of them here so they can play the game and then cut it off. Oh, my God, dude. Well, I'm proud of the Cubans. And I'm proud of America. And I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of everybody. Everybody has something to be proud of. Let's all give ourselves a round of applause. Yay. Super Earth.
You know? I have a applause sound?
I don't think you do. It's fine. I probably don't do it.
Now we're in the culture.
What an original, completely new sound to me.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude.
All right, good shit, man. I think.
Hey, this was great, everybody.
Does it? Yeah.
We were worried at the beginning of the show we weren't going to have anything to talk about, and we couldn't stop talking the entire show.
Last question, real quick, because I forgot to bring this up. You guys do anything for St. Patrick's Day? It's Sunday.
I thought today was St. Patrick's Day. Isn't today St. Patrick's Day?
7th Sunday. So I guess, so you don't care about St. Patrick's Day. I don't care about it either because I don't drink.
I'll wear this hat and it's a shade of green.
St. Patrick's Day.
I usually don't do anything. I mean, I've gone out and drank at bars before, but those days are behind me right now, really. Yeah, especially on St. Patrick's Day. I hate going out on nights like that. But that is my first game of the season for hockey. For my new upcoming season, so I'll be playing hockey on St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, okay. Is that streamed online anywhere? I'd watch that.
Are you streaming your hockey?
I wish. Nah, I'm not. Well, that'd be sick.
Set up a camera in the corner. Phone.
Give me a GoPro or some shit.
Yeah.
But
first
I do like me some corned beef and cabbage, man. I fuck with corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef? No, I'm out. I'm all out.
You guys
aren't
fans? Dude.
I can't.
Nah, not even a little bit.
I've tried it.
What is it, like spam and potatoes?
It's not really spam. It's like a heavily cured meat. So it's like really salty.
It's weird to me.
I don't like cabbage either, though.
You're not a cabbage guy?
Nah.
Nah. I love cabbage.
I like lettuce. On a sandwich, turkey sandwich, lettuce.
Can't go wrong.
Big up. Mayonnaise.
Nah, lettuce is mid. What is wrong with you guys? You can't eat lettuce. You don't like it.
Lechuga?
Lechuga just,
I don't even know what that is.
Me gusta.
Lechuga means lettuce. Enchiladas? Night is Mexican. Never mind. Hey, can I tell you something? We've said this before on the show, but Filipinos are the most Mexican Asian. And you have it here. This is proof right here.
It's just like the Philippines are an island where Latin Americans and Asians, they like met each other on this island and had babies.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's what Filipinos are.
It makes
sense. We have a lot of Filipinos have Spanish last names.
Mexican OT love makes sense too now. I get it all.
Yeah.
All coming together.
I know. I just know a lot of produce in Spanish. That's like my
reach. Spanish produce
because of work. Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of good produce comes from
parsnips. That Mexicans don't eat that shit. So
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that was a trick. That was a trick question. Parsnips? I was testing you. You passed.
Yeah, parsnipo.
Exactly, dude. It's just a heavily accented parsnip. Yeah.
Oh fuck, dude. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, guys.
Well, this was a good one.
Shit. This was good.
This was fantastic. Everybody. One of the best ones yet.
There are, yeah.
I'm going to start saying that about every episode.
This one, I love it.
Get Kenya on board.
Dude, if Kenya's not on board after this, then I'm sending the Haitians there. That's what we're doing.
And you can't bus them back.
Yeah. Good luck finding a bus that's going to cross the Atlantic, you stupid idiots.
I'm an Airbus.
Oh,
I didn't. But... All right. Check us out, everybody, at LostBoysSociety.org, where you can reach out, check the old shows, and join the Discord, which is a happening spot. Thanks to all the live viewers. And chat.
Get in our Helldivers parties.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going wild with the Helldivers stuff. We're going to post up some more UFC knockouts, I think.
yeah.
Always, whatever dude. Else. We are live every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Twitch, Lost Boys Society. And, of course, the easiest way is just to find our podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. So search for Lost Boys and make sure to follow or subscribe or whatever that app.
And send it to your parents or do something. Let's get these fucking numbers pumped, dude. You guys aren't sending this to your parents enough. Your parents need to hear this podcast.
Your parents will love this show. I mean, you're depriving them.
Family
something very, you know, special. This will change their lives.
Tell your dumb gay parents to listen to the podcast already. Sorry. I didn't mean to
get aggressive. Pick up all the gay parents.
And this to your dads, all right?
Your gay dads.
You're too gay as hell dads.
Send this to your first cousins and see what happens, because you never know.
Send this to play this in the background while you're fucking your first cousin, dude. This is your fuck music, and I'll sing the O'Reilly's commercial for you. Don't worry.
Oh, fuck. All right, love you guys.
Love you, everybody. Good game.
And with that, peace out. Take it easy.
Deuce, deuce, deuce.
Bye-bye.
I haven't written in a week, that's weak. This MC needs to speak my speech, cause when I get deep, I breach other dimensions and other peaks. Keep my jeans up, plus I mean whatever I say. Never be fake, I'm better than great. Y'all just too blind to see. My level can't climb or reach. Good luck trying finding me. I'll MC better than every MC. See, it's elementary. Watson beat them on their own beat to stop them. Rock them with their own style. Obnoxious, hottest unidentified object dropping from the sky, popping your eye in peripheral. No nonsense, just a different individual. Living through his pen again, you know me. Actually, no pen, wrote these on my iPhone screen. It's almost like it controlled me. Yeah, it told me to do it. Who is this stupid nuisance spitting the fluid, dipped in the truest? Yep, it's who's this? Flexing the crudest style, but injecting it to his mind. This time, next time, through his spine, the ghoulish ghost tea. Abusing the mic, don't like me. Spitting and cursing at it all night. Close to strike, please don't. MC's hope, but no hopes when I got beats of the dope. You can't defeat this deceased bloke. Yo, my style's who wanna know. I'm running close to the finish right with ya, but in the end you ain't in the picture. Nope, you catch a bad one for sure. But ghost, don't stop yet. The top bet that got set list, but not set to diss. Hip hop vets, I give props and a lot of respect. Yep, so catch the words I serve in slight intellect. The nerd with textbooks I type word by word. Spell checked it first. Next turn the page and stayed west to earth. The question is this as fresh as can be? Invest in the beat a little. Mostly write riddles, kick them discreet. I'm different, no BS at each step as you listen. Steadily building up your addiction. It's what you need next in your system. Cool down your suspicions. I'll tell you straight up, I'm the best at spittin'.